Paulette Public Library May meeting. Welcome everybody, thanks for coming. So, first thing I want to say is we have a really ambitious agenda, and I'm hoping to keep an eye on time so that we don't run over. But if we could all just be aware of that and try to work together to get all of this done. We do have a lot of work to do, and I couldn't figure out a way to make it any shorter than this. So. Okay, now I can read the operating norms. As a board, we will focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. All right. Do we have anything to add or change to the agenda?
Can I make a request?
Sure.
Is it possible to move up the library board, library sale discussion to higher in the order so that people who are here to discuss that don't have to stay till the end?
The book sale?
Yes.
We could do it to...
I was going to ask that same thing, library report, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
I was, and that's also what I was intending for that. A lot of times when I'm doing this, I'm just getting it all out there, and I'm trying to remember. If I change the order, it gets confusing. So I would move the book sale up to that.
Should move it?
After library report.
Great, thank you.
Is there nowhere on for old or new business? Do you want an update on the window washing? It's not on.
I thought
here.
You said you didn't. Oh.
I didn't. I spoke to Dina, so I have information.
Okay, we could add that. Okay. When we talked, you hadn't heard back from him, so you weren't. We were just going to add it. Okay, great. So adding the window washing and changing. Anything else? Okay, do we have a motion?
I make a motion to proceed with the agenda as amended.
Okay, second?
A second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody. Okay, do we have public comment?
Hi. I wanted to just announce that I just booked a used book swap event for June the 17th. Of next month, and the plan is to that any books that get brought to the event that aren't claimed by somebody in the swap, we plan to bring over to Jed's compost and add to the donations for the library.
Well,
that's June 17, 7 to 9, if anyone wants to come and swap your favorite books.
Where is it?
Our town hall, at the upstairs auditorium. And there will be free snacks and board games and stuff.
How fun, thank you. Anybody else? Okay, seeing none, we can go to Secretary Grace.
I don't have anything to report.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the minutes for the April meeting?
I'll make the motion. I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, thanks. Treasurer's report.
I Corey reminded me that I had to add the taxes for Adele's hours, so the warrant is slightly different than the one I emailed everybody, but just by like $6, just so everybody's aware. I think we all got the email from Chrissy, but we found out that it hadn't been paid by accident. The warrant from last month hadn't been, so nobody got paid, not just... the express copy, but Julie took care of it. She had a question about reimbursement Nina, who's not here. I guess for the pepper spray, she had bought it on Amazon, but I think she paid for it with her own funds, and so it was a little bit confusing, and I had stalled it, and because she didn't reach out to me. And anyway, that's what had happened. And I think we figured it out. So she's just going to cut a check to Nina.
Oh, okay.
So that's what happened about last month. So if everybody wants to...
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Is Gretchen getting paid for her materials? Is that something that's happening? Or how are we handling that? I know that she, when we come, you know, she's always got craft items and things. Is she submitting receipts?
Well, she submits something, so I just paid what she submitted. So.
And sometimes she sends me a list, and I'll just buy it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not coming out of her pocket.
I thought it was made that nobody said anything about not getting paid. I saw Gretchen yesterday at the library.
Oh,
No, but I said, hey, you didn't get paid, and here's why. And she said, oh, thanks. And she was a little bit confused. No, nobody. So anyway, everyone's going to get double paid. Yeah. It's like you saved it.
Do we have a motion to approve the warrant?
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay. Lauren, you got to sign it.
Oh,
just so you know.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, I guess you don't have to because there's enough.
Okay. So now we're going to discuss.
Oh, the budget.
The budget.
So.
Do you have the extra copies?
Yes. So we are still working on the transition. For this, so I did the update.
Thank you.
And sent it out to everybody. So these, we have the numbers. It's our, for fiscal year 2025, year to date, as of today, our revenue is $12,513 less than expected. And then our expenses, though, are also less than expected, so about $6,471 less. We still have 2 months to go in the fiscal year, though, so I didn't get a chance to do the percentage to change that, so that would help. And I'm going to show Lauren these calculations and that information next week, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, that's where we are for the numbers. And I don't know if there are any big surprises. I kind of just entered everything in there. It seems, you know, pretty standard of what we were expecting.
Right.
So that's just the number that we have going, and that's would help for the fundraising committee too, but that's where we are with 2 months to go.
Which isn't that much time.
No, it's not that much time. I guess we would be want to be. So that's a $6,000 net deficit,
mm-hmm.
I think. But again, without the calculation of what those normal expenses are. So we would just want to be mindful of taking on expenses, I guess, at this point. Or take from our sort of surplus or our... the funds that we have.
Well, I was wondering if we should have a policy based on, since we are working without a director, and me and Adele are sometimes having programs. I mean, I know that I paid for a program that we've had in the past with Jana Mason, but I'm just wondering if we need, being cost conscious and aware of expenditures, if we should have any kind of policy about expenditures over a certain amount of money, like that needs to go to the board before.
There's already a policy in place that I think anything over $400.
$400
has to come to the board. It might be $200.
Didn't you say that was for office supplies, or
I
was that for?
I think it's for any expenditure over
any at all.
Okay.
So or anything, just so that the board is aware, it's like for normal day to day things.
No,
but I think that if we wanted to make it lower than that, or what do you?
I'm just feeling, you know, obviously, that we need to be way more careful right now because we're running in a deficit. But I mean, you also have to keep it running.
Right.
So
yeah,
I don't know. What does everybody else think?
Can we just ask Nina and
Adele
to just run it by Corey at least before you go spending any money on the
programs? Are you feeling like we should pause book purchases as well, or just programming?
I don't think so. I mean, the book purchases are not very high.
The program she ran was the Gong one. That's the one she charged you for. Yes.
Right.
Was it Gong?
Well participated?
Yes. We had 10 people here, so that was good.
Mm-hmm.
People really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have another program we're pushing for that I will talk about. That's going to cost some money.
Mm.
So it's a robotics.
All right.
When I give my report.
We talked about it last time, a little bit about with Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, yeah.
At the fundraising, yeah.
Talked about it.
Oh, that's right.
We just set it up with her recently, so that's something, but we do have a balance downstairs that we can...
A what?
That there was money sitting downstairs. In paintings
okay.
That we can do anything we want.
Well, I think that we need more clarity with the actual ownership before we do that.
Should we wait to talk about that, or do you want to talk about that now?
No. Well, we were talking about that as far as our donations gift policy.
Well, even like the fact that they're paintings that are being given by Patty, who's not quite, maybe, or is she completely divorced? I don't think she's divorced yet.
He lost his visa.
Right, but they're still his.
She said she would sign anything that you wanted to write that we are free and clear of anything if he comes back to the United States.
I think it's a great opportunity, but I think that we just need to make sure that we follow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
We don't want to misstep with it.
It can be,
so you can talk to the attorney if you want about it. And
that's
probably
a good idea.
Find out before we move anywhere. Besides, most of them need to be framed.
Well, things would need to be in writing, but even, like, I think the attorney would have to guide us as to what it needs to say and by whom.
And again, our policy as well, I think that it'd be good to have something in place before we accept gifts with the intention, either the intention to sell or to keep.
We do that with books now.
What?
They're gifted and we sell them.
We have a gift donation. I'm just trying to open it. I
couldn't find it in the policy.
I've
book.
Seen it.
I
public library gifts and donations policy.
Oh, okay.
I think it's on the website.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't. It's not in the book, the policy manual.
Oh, probably not.
So, is it dated as to when it was adopted?
No.
I think it was a very new.
Oh, okay.
Very new era policy.
So, are we? So I think that should go to the donations policy. We're on our agenda. I think that part of the discussion.
Okay.
And then just keep up with this.
Okay.
The budget update right now.
Okay. So we'll drill down a little bit more this week. Corey will get together and talk about the budget.
Yes, and I can show you. Yes, what I did to update it.
Okay,
it should be pretty simple, straightforward, but you just need to be told how to do it.
Thank you.
And I just kind of went through and highlighted some stuff. So I can play with those numbers and get another update out to the board, I guess, for information, not just for informational purposes. Do that percentage as well as highlighting things that may not change or are or could possibly change. Like, for example, education. So we have that there budgeted at 1,000. We haven't spent any, likely not to spend any by the end of this fiscal year. So that's, you know,
thousand,
like, that's something we know is not going to happen as an expense.
Yeah.
And then again, right, with the books, there is some, you know, amount in there that I don't know what the rate of buying books is, but that's something also to look at for the, and I think the percentage would help. Or Adele, do books normally get purchased like constantly, or are there like
we do get recommendations from patrons,
right?
And yeah,
but is there a time where you buy a lot of books at once?
No,
okay,
not really.
Okay,
I try to keep it low budget, buying through Book Outlet mostly, and then the newer releases I just pick up the ones that we the author that we would carry,
right?
And then just
buy the newest one. Right.
Through Amazon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I try to keep it as low as possible.
No, you did a great job, I think.
We do have a lot of good books here that we've gotten to Book Outlet, which is an amazing company. It really is. So.
Okay. Thanks for doing that for us.
Sure. And then also we can put the work with the new salaries for next year in that next for next fiscal year's budget. We can work on that next time. Okay. Is that it then? Treasurer's report? Okay. Library report, Adele.
Okay. Our circulation is 394 books went out in April, and we had 491 patrons walk through the door. And our events were the early spring foraging. I think that brought in 9 people that wasn't here that day. And that was on April 12th. And then we had the Death Cafe, which was very popular. And that was on April 25th. And then we had the Sacred Vibes with Jan Mason with the flute and the gong music and Reiki and the meditation, and that brought in 9 people. And then of course we're renting out the library to the Slate Valley Action Group for Saturdays and Sundays, so they meet every other Sunday and every Saturday. Saturday's a book group, but I think that's starting to fizzle, less and less people are showing up for that. And then we had a random movie showing here with Robin Chestnut Tenderman, and the movie was Cell Phone
Preschools.
Yeah. So yeah, and I just helped them set up, and they paid to use the library. And then in the May events,
did that was all attended or not?
You came to that.
There were.
I don't know how many.
There were 13 people.
Cool.
13? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Was it good, the movie?
The movie is, it's a hard watch. It's fun. No, it was not fun.
Relevant.
It's relevant, and it's, and the discussion afterward was robust.
Good.
Yeah, well, it's good. I'm glad. I mean, I don't remember the woman's name.
Laura Derbyner.
Yeah. She wants to continue showing movies here on occasion, which I think is a great idea.
Cool, yeah.
So, yeah, the more we can rent out the space, the better it would be.
So did she rent it, or Rob, did Rob?
Rob paid for it, but she filled out the paperwork, but it was her who called and made the reservation.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
Chris Pitchett was here, too.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to be there. I wish I could have come. I had something else going on.
So, story time is going to be ending for the summer, and her last class is the 16th of this month, and she won't be back until September because we have no one comes to story time. And tech support is also ending until September, but she's going to run it through June, so she's got 2 more. And I talked about Carlos's paintings and the donation. I was told it was, they were worth $1,500 because they are unframed, and it, that puts the cost down.
Is that per painting?
No, that's total. $1,500. It's 15 paintings, that's $100 a painting. I talked to Patty, and Patty said she would sign anything that the board wanted her to sign, no problem. She doesn't want it to come back and bite us.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos lost his visa, so she did, and plus getting a divorce from Patty, she doesn't think that he'll be back. She took most of his paintings anyways. She just gave us the ones she didn't like.
They're nice though.
They are. I love them. I've already got one. I want on my wall at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
So, and we received free seats from Baker Creek. Quite a few. Really nice. And we got free books and DVDs on the, from the Stuttering Foundation, which is nice to have. And then the poetry, we received four books from the Group Choice giveaway of poetry, but I think I told you that last month, but we did receive them. And they're on display, and they've been getting checked out frequently. I also joined us for the Champlain Valley Fair. They're running a reading program. It's called Win Win. And kids need to read three books through a certain time frame starting from June to August. And they get a, and they read three books, we give them a ribbon, and then they can go to the Champlain Valley Fair, cash in their ribbon, and get a $5 coupon, free ice cream, a free book of their choosing, which is really nice. Now, Anne-Marie Witz came to us and asked us about her teaching a robotics class. And we were like, sure. But we didn't know how involved robotics was. So we talked it over and we created a, with her, a list of, we're going to call it introductory to robotics for kids ages 5, 6, 7, 8, kids who have never done robotics before. Because as you get more involved with robotics, you're talking laptops and coding and more expense for the people who get involved. So we sat down with her, figured out with attendance of 8 to 10 kids what we would need for kits. The price for the kits range, but the great thing about the kits is that we can use them over and over again. So we can run a class this summer, that would be kind of like our summer reading program, and then we could do it again in the fall when the homeschoolers come back, because I know they're interested in it. Do we need another one? Do you need one? I'll do that one.
We
broke down the cost.
I had it already. I gave it to Chris.
Nope.
But we, yeah.
So the kits are expensive. So the total of the kits in the class would run 6 weeks, from June 25th to July 30th, which I'm hoping we could bump it into our new fiscal year first.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends
so,
on.
Yeah, and then. We would have all the kits.
Right.
It's like a one shot, and we can use them over and over. And Anne Marie is only charging us $25 an hour to do it, to run the class. Class duration would be probably an hour and a half. We pay her for, you know, probably 2 hours a week.
It's
fine.
I was going to say, is this something that we could have a targeted fundraising campaign for?
We could go out there and ask. We do have a tentative date of starting June 25th.
Yeah, so it's a quick turnaround.
But I mean, if you want to just invest into it, then we'll have it.
How
if you can find a way to.
When would she need to know, or what time frame are we looking at in order for it to make it happen? Like how much lead time to buy
the
materials?
Well, to buy the stuff, you can all buy it on Amazon. It's
right.
All on Amazon.
Right.
So, and some of the stuff is donated, like the two dot and the marble one. Nina has the marble one, and Marie has the two dot. The Ozbots are the ones that are most expensive.
And all those are available on
Amazon.
So are we?
So once you order them,
yeah,
it won't take like a week to get here.
Are we using the nonprofit, the tax exempt yet?
Yes.
Great.
So the coding, the non, so we're not getting into coding or any of that. That's
mm-hmm.
probably your
just the entry.
Yes, just an intro to robotics.
And this was like the sort of pared down version
yes.
of it. So
yeah. Well, this is what it will cost.
Right.
Would it be possible to buy?
If somebody has any of this stuff and they can donate it, it would be great.
I'm just looking, is it possible to buy in used? I'm looking at...
I don't know. We did look into used. Sometimes buying used with all the bits and pieces that go with
right.
these, you may not get a piece that's very important.
Right.
And then and the reason why we're getting two of each is because she's breaking the groups up into two, and they work on each one, and each week they would stay up. They wouldn't break them, they would stay up. So each week they would add another kit and another, and then the kids would just work on the ones that they want to go back to the previous weeks and use that again, or they can, so it's more.
So we can pace out the kits too, purchasing those? Is that, I mean, we wouldn't need all of them.
You'll
on June 25th?
On day one.
Yeah.
No, probably not, but it's,
yeah, you don't spread it out that much.
Yeah, it'd be pushing it if we, I mean, we could order the first five, I guess, or four.
Six. Just if we're trying to get it into July 1st.
I
right.
No,
I mean,
we can
she would be
back. We don't have to do it for June. We can wait and see what
that's only
is.
1 week.
Right. I know. It's a whole
yeah.
going into a whole new budget starting July.
Yeah.
And what you said, what was the first date?
June 25th.
Yeah,
it's
only 1 week until July.
Yeah. And it would be considered our summer program. Instead of having a summer reading program, we have a summer program.
Right.
And then we could use the whole kit all over again come September or October and do it all over again, and Anne Marie would teach it again.
She's committed to doing that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
So
it's a great program.
Yeah.
It's an excellent
I know,
program.
It sounds really, really good. And
I know MetaWeed has a robotics program.
What
oh,
there
okay.
into
what if
coding.
More than 10 kids want
built.
So that, like, how do you determine?
She can't, it's got to be
no,
limited.
No, I know, but how do you choose?
Just first come.
First come.
Yeah.
We'd have a sign-up sheet.
Yeah.
You'd have to sign up, and then we would actually have kids that signed up late, and if one bailed for whatever reason, we would bump them in. It's not so much. I already have three kids already interested.
Wow.
So
I think it's going to be really popular.
Oh, for
I,
sure.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. We've been asked for a couple of years now to start this program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does the board think about pushing it back 1 week? And
pushing it into July?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she could do it. Yeah.
If
she could do it. Yeah, she had no problem.
I mean, it could be one fewer week if she can.
It's up to you.
Like,
whatever.
Well,
you
what I mean is, like, if she has plans at the end of the 6 weeks. Yeah.
No, I don't think she does.
I'm curious about if the board would be interested in I could write a letter to a couple of local businesses. I was thinking St. Gobain and Telescope, who are both manufacturing
mm-hmm.
places, who might be interested in supporting a kid's robotics program.
That's a great idea.
Good idea.
That's an excellent idea.
Sponsor a kid or something.
Either sponsor a kid or sponsor
sponsor
the
program.
Program.
Yeah.
A sponsor part
right.
of it, you know, like buy, write a thank you, like the Ozobots donated by whatever business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Okay.
So we can bring that to the fundraising committee, but that's
yeah.
That's a super
I
idea.
Think since we kind of overlap, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we, because
that's
we'd want to put this in.
This is May. So.
Yeah, so we should probably just put that in motion now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we get a...
I'll make a motion that Joni write letters to St. Gobain and Telescope to ask them to help to fund our robotics.
And also to go ahead with it starting in July.
Okay, that's no problem.
That's part of it.
Sure.
It's like a big one.
Yeah.
And we need to start the class July 1st or a little later.
Yeah.
Awesome. Second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Aye.
Okay. all in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. And
it was
it sounds like it's
going
to be great. Yeah.
Yes.
That's exciting. Okay.
And that is it.
Adele.
Yes.
I was suggesting that we could display people's collections
okay.
of things, whatever people collect, like matchbooks or teacups or whatever. And
yeah, so we're doing a patron display. So if anybody has a collection, Lucy donated some of her toys just to change it up. And we really haven't agreed on it. 3 months, I guess. And then have maybe another set, somebody who collects something else that would like to display. The only problem is I'm a little concerned with security.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't want money or something that's very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more. And we do. We're already starting to get tourists in here, and they're already checking out the library, and
mm-hmm.
which is nice. It's they're coming in. So and I know. It's just magnetic. So.
Mm. There might be some kind of locking mechanism.
Yeah, it's all glass. I don't know.
I don't know. Lots of those kinds of display cases have
yeah,
a lock.
I think you can.
Probably. I have to look into it.
Well, if we just ask them not to bring anything expensive.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Just whatever, you know, you like to collect. I mean, everybody collects stuff.
So it's open to anybody to
looking
for that?
Who'd like to do it.
We're just keeping it in that one.
Yeah, in that one area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And most of the time, of course, I'm going to be keeping an eye on it. Or
sure.
Any
right.
Stuff.
Sure.
But, you know, when we're not here.
Oh, you're here.
In the evening, most of the time, everybody's so honest. They really are.
Just let people know that it's not locked.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, and if they're uncomfortable displaying it, that's fine.
Then don't,
exactly.
Something else.
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, I've put my stuff in there before.
Good stuff, yeah, right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Okay, anything else, Lucy, am I missing?
All right.
Does that sound right to everybody, what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
So investing into locks. And the pull handles are great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody loves those.
Yeah. And great gifts.
Yes. Yes, it was a really good
idea. Thinking.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that was really good.
Did you Yeah, I had talked to a patron who had difficulty getting down the stairs, and
yeah.
he said, is there some way we can get something this way?
Yes.
And I went on Amazon, looked around, didn't want to screw things, talked to Jessica, and he was fine with it as long as I didn't have to screw in screws and readjust things, and so we're trying that. And as long as it's working, we'll use it, right? And as long, and then if it stops working, we'll try into something else.
It seems brilliant. It is, yes.
Thank you. But
yeah.
That's the story.
Going back to manufacturers, what about manufacturers in Rutland?
I was just thinking about what is it? What's the big manufacturing place in Rutland?
GE?
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I'll give you a couple of names.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And just to see if we can defray some of that cost.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a place in Arlington too. Right?
Mac Molding.
Yeah. That's it.
That's
it. Well, good. Thank you.
Thanks,
Adele.
You're welcome.
All right. We have now the book sale discussion that's moved up.
I don't really have a ton, except is the trash collection going well?
Yes.
Oh,
Jack brings his tractor over, and we load the put barrels on there, we take them off the end of the road, and we bring them back after they're emptied out. We can't use quite as many, we can't toss as many hardcover books, because they're too heavy, and they don't have something like they have with, Casella's has a wire, and they have just a lift, and it, they tried to do it last week, and they almost broke the lift. Books in it, so can't dispose of quite as many at a time. Hardcovers.
How are the donations or the drop-offs going and the sorting?
They're pretty slow, actually.
Okay.
A lot slower than we expected. I think last year we were twice as long into this, but they're coming. You know, we had quite a few today. Got most of them done before we left at 11.
And do you have enough volunteers? Are there enough volunteers?
Yes, most of the time.
The two things that I saw looking through the this handy packet was, do we need new T-shirts?
Yes.
So that, how do we go about that?
I don't know where we ordered them. Do you?
There is something in here.
Jan ordered them. I think it was Channel that
was it? I'll check.
She was on the board, yes.
Well, Miller's is really good and well, so.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Too.
Again, I kind of talked about
Don Miller.
Well, we do have quite a few new people, so the.
I have.
Is there graphics or something on it?
No, it just says Paulette Library Book Sales Volunteer.
Okay.
And I have one. We want to take it to Don.
Yeah, there's one in the office. There's one there.
Because I think that last year there was two left. And maybe one of them got used and was an extra, extra large. So we are,
yeah.
So just need to supplement that.
So how many do you think?
I think if we did 20 and we did.
Corey. Yep. Sorry. Oh, yes, perfect.
You're talking about T-shirts. This
yes. Oh, there it is. Okay.
I don't quite understand. Okay. And you need new ones, is that it?
Well, we need more, yeah.
More.
I mean, you know,
you can't
spill
go
coffee.
To these people.
I don't know who did
it. It was so long ago. They
Judy Coolidge.
Uh-huh.
It says here.
Did for the historical.
Oh, okay.
Several years ago. So maybe that would be somebody
who did?
Judy Coolidge. But I think she might
recommending
Miller, though. I think
we sell a lot of T-shirts at the diner. And I have looked all over the country, and Miller's is as competitive as any. And they're so friendly. And they're writing well.
We can't sell them.
No, I know. I'm just saying for
oh yeah, yeah.
Their prices are really good.
You said 20?
No, I'm happy to do that.
I was just thinking if we did because
I can't ever go on Tuesdays.
Large, extra large.
Yeah, I usually get like a run. You probably would want some mediums, right?
Yes, medium, large, extra large.
And match that color, or
are they always that color?
Yes.
Yeah, they've always been that color.
Okay.
That's
hopefully it's a thing.
Or at least one. At least something close.
Yeah.
That's like a medium, I think.
This is a small.
Is that a small one?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have two smalls left.
Well, this is nice heavyweight. I don't know if you want as heavy a weight. They make several varieties of 100% cotton, but this is a really.
They seem to last
thick.
Pretty well, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've worn mine now for 5 years, and
mm-hmm.
it's
uh-huh.
still looks like it did.
Some people get really hot and well at the restaurant anyway. They like it to be a lighter cotton.
Can I cut the sleeves?
But I do. This is a little toned down for you, isn't it? Yeah.
Crop tops.
I'll see what they have because you can go right on the website and see. They probably even have the same brand. I can report back about prices.
You. Sure. Thanks. Was there a second thing?
I was wondering, advertising, so I think, can we ask Nina to do a flyer?
Yes.
And kind of get going on that so that we can get
them.
She
did
get
one
them.
Already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want it? Do you want a flyer?
Yeah, I mean,
add
and then...
Your-
filed the paperwork.
It's a little too early to put them out yet. No, but I just want to make sure that we, if we want them printed, we have time to
do that. Yeah, I saw the thing.
Have you checked with NPBN yet?
Sorry, what?
NPBN?
NPBN?
Or public radio. If you get it in early enough, they will advertise for free.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But it has to get in this month, I think.
Grace, what's everybody else going on? When would be a good time? Do you need, how can we support you? How, they don't need to be out in front of this one.
Sure.
Like, how can you do more? I would like to do more. I can't wait to anybody else.
Thanks.
If there's anything that, like, let me know.
Another thing that, I mean, it feels early, but it's not, because we're only meeting next month, is the bake sale.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anyone who would be willing to kind of take that organization on, or if I can do that.
I'd be happy to help with that.
Okay. That would be great. We could do it together.
Yes.
How many weeks are until the book sale? Because this takes a few weeks to a t-shirt.
That's what I was wondering, if we can...
11 weeks, 6 days.
Okay, all right, okay.
So by the next meeting then, we would...
Maybe not, but I'll get on it this week. Okay. I mean, I'll have an idea of when.
The price. It'll be ready to go for the next week.
I might even try to send out pricing before then.
Right.
I mean, do you want to make a motion to give me permission?
Oh, fundraising committee. I could go in the fundraising committee.
Okay.
Could take this on.
Because I wouldn't want to wait till next month to actually pull the trigger.
Right.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're meeting.
And how many do we need?
I think it said 20.
I would think, a couple dozen maybe.
Can you tell
me? People have their old ones too.
Yeah.
But just the new volunteers. And it's just the, like, adults?
We get new volunteers at the sale also.
Right.
Not just the ones that we've got now at the book store.
Right, that's what we were talking about. Because those are for
the
sale.
And also, it's going
to
last for years.
I would think it would be better to over-order than under-order, for sure.
And do you have an idea of when you buy your own shirts? You're probably buying in quantity, but
No, the quantity isn't really...
Okay.
It doesn't really affect it as much. But it could be anywhere from... $7 to $12 a t-shirt.
Okay, so that would be, if we said on the high end, if it was $12, that's like $10. So 20 shirts would be $250 ish.
Mm-hmm.
Would be like a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
What? Sorry, I just.
Right.
So I'm
just average, 250. That's
what I'm trying to do.
Right.
Some quick math.
What's that?
Some quick math.
Yeah, so I was thinking that if it's $12 per shirt, times 20.
240.
240, but then I was adding in tax, so I was thinking 250. So I was thinking that would be a good number to say, like, we could authorize you to spend that and then check in with the board.
Okay.
If it's above
that. At the next fundraising
meeting?
20?
I think. Okay.
So just to go ahead with it then and do it?
Or authorize
it? I'll make a motion to
authorize
Lauren to spend $250 towards t-shirts. And if it's more than that, to please check in with the fundraising committee at the next fundraising committee meeting. And we can then vote from there whether or not we can proceed. Does that make sense as a motion?
I think so.
It's messy.
I'll sign it.
More discussion? All right.
I'm going to encourage the publicity committee
we have a vote on the table right now.
Oh,
can
I'm
we
sorry.
Can we vote?
I'm
Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So thank you, Lauren. Okay, yes, Lucy.
Okay. Beyond t-shirts, I wanted to encourage you to go through the field. So like Glens Falls and Rutland, and so that in doing that, you create the idea that this is the biggest. Say whatever you like.
Factual though,
the biggest,
only.
Oldest,
yes.
We have to research that first. Yeah, Nina and I have been talking about that, and you know, there are a lot of like New England antiquarian book sales,
yes,
you know,
yes.
All of that
great.
Stuff. Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, but we definitely want to get it out there.
Further than has been.
Rumored. We have to check on the facts, but yes. And then also, we'd like to get some updates on the numbers of books as you get them, right? Because this says 20,000, so.
It'd be pretty close.
So, yeah.
Oh, also, in regards to the advertising, do we have any pictures of the sorters? Because I think if you're doing Facebook posts,
yeah,
that'd be like a nice,
good.
A
yeah.
nice, a good idea to get a couple
year.
Pictures
yeah.
of the sorters.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Behind, we talked about doing like a behind the scenes
yeah.
kind of thing to
Who
make it
pictures?
Like human.
I wonder if it'd be possible to do like a little video.
Yeah, Lena and I talked about doing reels.
It'd be super fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if you just Google in book sale Paulette photos, you get some nice pictures.
Okay, you can look for those.
Yeah,
so, of the sale itself or of the sellers too. Well, they're people in front of books.
Perfect.
Totally applicable.
You might need to get permission though before you use someone's photo.
Yeah, but if we had,
if it's editorial,
I think they're all ours. Libraries, I think they're.
I thought you meant just the buyers or the shoppers.
To volunteers, that's what she was
yeah,
talking
no,
about.
That's not what Sue was saying. Sue was saying.
If we do a volunteer photo shoot or reel, we would need to have a photo release form.
Okay.
Yep.
And that should be something that Nina can create for us. Just
standard ones, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you have any other... Anything on the horizon? Just you're going through that. We're working through that thing.
I left a notebook with my notes at home.
Oh, okay.
I brought everything else. Those were the things that seem time sensitive to me.
And then we can plan food next time for the volunteers or whatever we're
yeah,
doing for
I'll
volunteers?
Put together like a sign-up sheet.
Okay.
For that. For next.
Okay. Is that it on the book sale? Okay. So next is review board work plan. And I'm going to pass them out to the board, and I think it will be, we can talk about this more because it kind of is intense. There's a lot of information. We can talk about it more at the next meeting. There are a lot of different ideas about how to sort of operate as a board and doing things annually and checking, making sure that you're doing all the things that need to get done every year. And so I wrote out a list by hand, which is to review policies, bylaws, long-range plan, evaluations, budget, the annual written report for the town, fundraising, which now we have that a committee, so that is helpful, and reviewing the fundraising events that you're having, community engagement, which we have put in this year, the organizational meeting, which is every March already, and then thanking and recognizing volunteers. That's another suggestion that I saw on when I was compiling that. I found this in the director's manual that we have. So this is from the Paulett Library, these two things that I've printed out for everybody.
Is that
people
yours?
Sorry?
Is that people yours?
No, I think it got copied in color.
Okay.
So these are two, I didn't get the chance to look through the differences in them too much, but they are both work plan calendars. Oh, okay. One is January through July, and then the other one is like more on the fiscal year. It starts in August. So it's pretty, I mean, this has all of the stuff that's pertinent to us. Who compiled this?
I think it was
Mary Lou. Yeah, because it was the date is 2021.
Yep, that Strategic Plan was from 2019.
But
this is the implementation of that?
I think so. I think it's Mary Lou's.
Cool.
She's pretty, yeah. So we had, there's a lot of information in here. And then, so I think that we can all take this and look at it. And I can put something, I will look again to see if I can find one in our documents online, you know, an actual file rather than recreating it. But I couldn't find one today. So,
this is
yeah, so it is a lot of things, and it's just something that we want to keep referring to. I know for the school board we have it, and it's on every agenda packet, so that you just know as you're kind of marching through the year what you're doing.
So I see for the tasks for the town for the treasurer, as the warrant to the treasurer, that it gets posted. Does it get posted in the town? But that's not. Do they do that? No, they don't.
What
see,
do you
it
mean?
Says, so I'm looking at the one for February warrant to town. This is the...
Yeah. It goes to Julie, you mean?
And then does she... No, submit... Right.
Submit to town treasurer.
And then it says send to board director and post town office and...
That's the agenda, I think. Yep. See, that's in
the next
one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Send to board director, post town office.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And it even says Mary Lou Wiltz. Post to website and library. She put her initials on that one.
Okay.
So, I would just, I need to sign.
We could
just the thing. Because yeah. I tried moving over and it's chasing me.
So, there's nothing.
I think that they didn't mind not. Oh, maybe it's just the book sale. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
That's the only. Thank you. That the concentration was just book sale during that June, July. So again, I can prepare something.
So maybe we could talk about it more next month.
I think so. Yes, because it's.
But that's great.
Yeah. And again, it's not my, you know, it's obviously it was worked out.
I know, but
somebody else.
Thanks for digging that out.
Sure. And if anybody, when you look through these, if you have any ideas, you could email me and I could try to implement, you know, different changes. I have the one that that's the calendar year does have June and July in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
I was thinking the other day, speaking to your friend earlier, going with the last strategic plan we had was from pre-pandemic times.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if in the next fiscal year, if that would be something that we would want to take on again. I know that we ideally would have a director for that, but like start planning for that, seeing what we need to do to implement another strategic plan.
Yeah.
The woman, Erica Freuenberger, German name, maybe not that, but her name was Erica, who did the last one, and she was an amazing resource for the library to help us.
You're right.
Just kind of figure out what the next timeline should be, really for the next short-term, mid-term, long-term.
Right.
I think that as a board, making a plan, figuring out what we need to do to start moving towards that type of long-term planning would be great.
Right. I think we would be able to do that once we assimilate all of this information.
Yes.
But definitely it needs to be
updated
or, yeah.
Yeah, it's been 6 years.
Yeah. And then not only that, but the 6 years that have happened have been, you know, the COVID, you know, this
right.
is completely, it's like the world is so
that.
Different that
yeah.
that is kind of out of date. Even with that. Okay, wow. You're chugging along.
Is there anything that we need to do with this in the short term? Like, is there anything that this is going to inform in the next 2 months? Like, is there anything that is before us?
I just looked at May.
Yeah, I just looked at it. It's just, yeah.
It's a light month.
Yeah. I think that once it can be looked at online, it'll be easier, probably, for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I don't, I think that we also know really what we have to do right now. I hope, I think.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. Discussion that ADA grant through the Town of Paulette Select Board. Jessica. I didn't mean to. I just was going to relay back that is there, but you had mentioned that if we needed to think of anything or had anything in mind.
Yeah, I can just give a little bit of an update.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah. So I can see all of you. So the status of the MERC grant right now, the Municipal Energy Resilience Program grant, I'm coordinating it from the Select Board with the Jeremy from the Rutland Regional Planning Commission. And so the Select Board has contracted with the Regional Planning Commission to do the grant administration. So he and I at this point are just talking about what needs to be done, and he's making sure to fill out all the appropriate paperwork. He's putting together the request for proposals. And that has not yet gone out yet. When it does, I anticipate it will be probably a couple months until we actually hire somebody to be our contractor to work on this. At the point when we hire the contractor will be about the time when we will want a representative from the library board to sort of jump in on that project, because that'll be when we start to look at specifics of which aspects of the project we'll prioritize. But the thing that I had briefly mentioned to Corey that I think she wanted me to update you all on is that I got an email from Jeremy saying, well, I have to put in this RFP what we want to do for the ADA compliance for the library. And I was like, whoa, we haven't even thought of that yet. Mm-hmm. So I told him, thinking about the amount of money that we would have, which would be like 20 or 30% of the total grant, so not more than like 80,000, right? Toward the ADA compliance, that would probably be involved with some kind of improvements to the ramp. Yeah. So I don't know whether that would be a canopy over the ramp, or like a push button, or to make it open, or to fix the top of the ramp so people can actually pull around, but something about the ramp. And I asked him, is improvements to the ramp on the back of the building sufficiently detailed? He's like, yeah, that's fine. So that's what I put in right now. If there is anything else we think of, such as like, if like better railing for the front steps, or if there's something else we think of, we can probably add that. But the guidance I gave him on the spur of the moment, because he needed it by like yesterday, was was improvements to ramp.
Right.
So I hope that sounds good to everybody.
Yeah, sure. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I can speak to that a little bit in the next portion of the meeting. We just had a community discussion about EDA needs that people are seeing. And so that is actually, the ramp was a very big part of what people
okay.
were
seeing. Okay. Well, I'm glad we're all on the same page. So that's where that's at.
Great.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica.
All right, discussion, security.
Oh, go ahead.
What, or did you have, was there something?
Oh, security?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a hold of the Library Association, and they gave me information about, they talked about a lot of things, but they sent me some information. A lot of it's by this man, Steve Albrecht, who, writes books about library safety, so they gave me information on that, and they talked about cameras, the concern with cameras is public, like confidentiality and public things like that. They said they're okay. Some libraries use them, some libraries don't. But if you use them, you have to have a policy on them. Who looks at the film? How long you keep the film?
Do you have
where
to like
have the cameras?
Warning of being recorded?
They have to sign up like they do at the town hall, things like that.
Right.
You know, not insurmountable, but you have to be careful with it. The best thing she thought, not even she thought, but from what they've learned. Is just to have two people in the library all the time. So have a volunteer or, you know, like what we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sure that somebody's not alone in the library.
I think that's a really smart move, and I think that has to do with, we should apply that to the people who are here renting the space as well. And did you send us out a copy of the schedule yet, the people?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, I don't know if I got it. You must have done days ago?
Yeah.
I got a call from the, did you get it?
Schedule for
what? The
work schedule?
The work schedule.
Yeah.
So everybody got it?
Yes. Yeah.
I got a call from the alarm company a couple of days ago that the alarm had not been set properly. And
oh.
I'd have to look back at my records to see exactly what day it was.
First I've heard of it, so I don't know. I'm going to call them tomorrow anyway.
I don't know if it was you.
Do they know when it's not? Oh, if it just didn't get set or something?
Because
I've come in when it hasn't been set on Monday.
Tripped.
But
it tripped.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So somebody shut the door and left, and then the alarm started going off, but they didn't hear it because they were in their car at
that
time. Yeah.
And did everybody get a code? I did.
It only took 3 months.
What's it going to say? Sorry. Oh, sorry, Barbara. Yes.
I just wondered what kind of safety issues that you're concerned about.
There's a general safety, just the idea of that, and we did have some phone calls that were sort of problematic, which brought to head just the whole idea of security, the keys, you know, the alarm codes, then again the working, having more than one person at the same time in the library. Yeah.
And I think, did we talk about lighting, better lighting outside? Because that.
So
many nights a year it's dark when you leave.
So I went to the town hall and they have a camera out onto the porch and it shows part of the green and it shows the Dropbox, which is.
Our Dropbox, libraries?
No.
Theirs.
For ballots. And so there's cameras. Put in that direction. Don't really have any good ones here, but yeah, we do probably need better lighting in this.
Would that be something that
in the winter
the select board then would do, or is that us?
I haven't talked to them about it yet. And we're just talking about this now.
Yeah.
And I don't really have a good idea of what kind of lighting to put up.
Oh, that. Yeah, but. Just the what needs like motion light, motion activated, or
what would work,
right?
Motion activated seems like it would be difficult with the neighbors, like
right. That's true.
Like, you know, like,
yeah.
So if we had something that was, I know, like
oh, they talked about a timer, having a timer so that it would stay on to get in with enough time to get into the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. That would be for winter.
Yeah.
October, we need something like that. Well, if there were two of us, one person could carry a flashlight.
Yeah, I mean, if we can direct it by then, I mean, we can all work together to change some hours around.
Right.
That we can. There's always two people in the library, and I love that idea. I've talked to Poland Library about their security.
Yeah.
And it's pretty intense.
Uh-huh.
They can't open their windows. They can't open the doors. No, but they have, you know, it's a big town, so.
Uh-huh.
And, they have cameras,
I noticed them at Manchester
lighting,
cameras.
Yeah. But they're right next to Stewart's, so they're, you know.
Yeah.
So we're also getting a lot of reading from Stewart's as well, because Stewart's has cameras and everything, and the lights. Some usage of that as well, but yeah, they're pretty intense. Where is
this?
Is in Poland Library.
It's a very active library too.
It's exceedingly active.
Right.
I mean, they do programs all the time,
yeah.
And they get 15, 20, 30 people to them every time.
It is. It's amazing. It doesn't matter what time of year, but it's their location.
It's a real
part of
the community.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to make sure, I guess, for the lighting, do we all think that that's for sure what we want to do?
I think that no matter what, that is something that we should try to do.
Should I ask the select board because it's like...
The building?
We should probably have an idea of what kind of lighting we want and where we want it to point and what would work for us before we bring it to the select board, right?
And I would say that even if you have possibly some quotes
for
the cost of it, that would be helpful.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, since it is an improvement to the building, it would be something that the town would pay for because the town owns the building.
Right.
But yeah, I think that having some quotes would be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
should we put it off a little bit, or do you...
Well, at some point, if you want me to, I could talk to an electrician or look through things with Adele and...
Well, we can talk to the alarm company as well. They might have something that I know that they do other things other than just alarm systems. They are a security kind of company, so it's not hard to ask them to see what.
Let's talk.
We'll talk about
that. I'm thinking we don't
do
like a
$10,000. No,
definitely
not.
Right.
They install something.
No, but they are. It's countryside lock and security, so they do probably install lighting. They probably have like an electrician on staff.
Yeah.
So it might not be more expensive. It might be.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so anyway, do you want me to do it, or would you guys like? You don't want to do it?
Okay. I could talk to them.
Oh, okay.
I want to be here when they come to measure things or look at things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's
let me come down when you're here and we'll give them a call and look at our calendars and they can look at their calendar and we'll all get together.
Just
okay.
A general inquiry about lighting as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then we can go over again. I mean, I've got this, but then we can go over again when you're alone and when Nina's alone, and then I'll make some exact days that you need people to come in and stuff.
Yeah, volunteers or whatever. Yes, sir.
I hate to be the person who brings it up, but I'm also it is a historic building, right?
Yeah, we're clear.
Yeah. So sad if everything got set up and we could do it.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, good thinking.
I know that, I don't know if this is appropriate, but the Episcopal Church down in Manchester has really beautiful exterior lighting that they put in that allows for visibility of the building, but highlights the building. And it also took into consideration environmental factors, like not messing with migration of birds and not messing with the historical aesthetic. So it's like a multi-layered thing. I don't know if that would be people to call, because they just recently did it in the last 5 years.
I think
we can
start with
we'll
this.
Start with
Linda, did you have something that you were...
Well, I'm thinking, I've had some conversations with my neighbor Jim Andrews on these sort of topics, and he certainly knows companies and what they charge and everything else. So I'm just thinking maybe even contact him for his advice. You know, maybe give him names.
I know electric.
Jim.
I know Jim, but we also know electricians around here, so we're, as far as that goes, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. Cool. Thank you, Sue. That was really...
There's so much fun.
Yeah.
There's
a lot. Okay.
Nothing we need to do today.
So, yeah. Does anybody else have anything else on the security?
No.
Okay. Okay, so now we are on to the fundraising committee report. We met on the 1st, last Thursday, and... we had a great discussion. There were 3 members of the public. It was just a really, just a good brainstorming session. Sorry, so we're updating Grace, basically, and the public. we've talked about kind of just in general how to fundraise and try to come up with some new ideas. We decided to meet monthly in between the board meetings so that we can update the board. You know, we can be in between them. And our next meeting is on May 19th. What else was there from that?
The POE.
The POS. So the fundraising, during the fundraising meeting, Joni suggested that we ask the board for a purchase of new point-of-sale readers because that was an obstacle for the book sale. And we could also possibly use it for sales in the library. So.
And we talked about getting library merchandise?
Yes, we did talk about merchandise.
We've heard that before.
Has
it gone well?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, I think that that's something that...
The book bags did well, didn't they?
Well, we gave a lot of them away,
because
it was a book sale thing.
Okay.
I think it's good, though, to have something like just low effort. I mean, it's there, and people can buy them when they come in, and it just doesn't, you don't have to think about it. It's just something. We talked about having a schedule, so one fundraiser per season. That was Lauren's idea. and we also, that's right. I think I did not put that on here. We did talk about doing a soft annual appeal because to close the gap with our deficit.
As soon as possible.
Yeah, it's really as soon as possible. So Nina worked up a postcard, and I think we would probably want either to say that the fundraising committee can make that decision and push forward with it by that next meeting. I think that's the way to do it.
Okay.
For that. So
did she get a list of donors?
She did.
Fresh one?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good.
QR yes.
QR code as well.
Right, we talked about doing that.
Work.
Yeah, we got that.
It's hooked up to our website, so it didn't. They tried it, and it's not working. So we have to change. What did she say?
She thought it was a card update, right?
The card needs updated.
Yeah.
That mean,
we got this afternoon, that email?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the board needs, we need to go through the database and update it, make sure that we have proper salutations for people, like that their names, if we know them, if they have a nickname or whatever, to put that in. So I think we will, I'll talk to her this week to see if there's something that we can print that people can come in and review at the library. It's kind of a lot of work to get, but we think it's necessary to have this mailer. So,
That's not what I was thinking of, but...
Oh, you wanted the whole donor snap.
Well, the
donors.
So this is just the
there's
top
like,
donors and the
those
totals?
Those are the top. She tried printing it out. It didn't come out. It was a fiasco, actually, and so I think she said she forwarded it to you guys. She sent it to you.
I
but
didn't see it.
There's thousands of names on there.
Oh, did she just send the solicitors when they came from Catherine?
She said that's our patrons, and
it wasn't updated,
donor
though.
Staff.
Yeah, it wasn't.
We keep track of people who made a donation from $10 to thousands of dollars. We do eliminate the ones that are deceased or moved. If they
so can we get
right? That's what we need to go. That's what we want.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She tried printing it out and it didn't print properly. It was because it's too big. It's the way it's set up. And it doesn't print. I don't know.
I can. I'll
I wasn't here when she tried.
I'll try and meet with her
then
and do that because we did ask for that. That's really important that we have something that we can. See, and I think it's good to not just do people who have donated, but to do the patrons as well.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Patrons lists do not get updated as much as the donor snap does because the patrons have moved
and we just don't know, and they stay as a patron in the library.
Okay.
We have, they may move and still use Libby, mm-hmm. and still use their car, but they may be living in Texas.
Ah.
So
some of them,
and some are just
the Paulette ones. I know we can check.
Yes, and we have in the past downloaded
the
Paulette.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't the names and addresses. We've used yours, the town halls.
I think that would be good to do,
so,
maybe this
yeah.
fall when we do the big annual yeah. appeal letter, to go big again to the whole town
mm-hmm.
and our
all,
other
yeah,
donors.
A lot of our donations also come from out of state.
Right, both. I mean,
and
yeah.
They're not even a patron. Sometimes they just.
But so you have those addresses also.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
All
so
in
those
plus
staff.
The
yeah.
is in
plus
the
list.
Staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I would like to
sorry.
Ask the board's question.
I'm
talking. I'm sorry.
So. We have a couple of motions from this, and then we did have one here for you to update on that.
I wanted to talk about the things that we're talking about right now.
Okay.
So, I would like to return to the discussion about the fundraising. I would like the board's permission to be able to do an exploration and make a proposal for a Great Gatsby-themed fundraiser in the fall that I would head up. And just be able to do some collecting of, like, see if that would be possible. And
I think that would be something to talk at the fundraising committee. And
but
I
didn't know if we needed a motion in the meeting.
That is something that we would talk about in the fundraising committee and then bring as a board. You don't circumvent that and come to the board and ask individually. That's something that we discuss in the fundraising committee meetings.
But we did discuss it, and I just wanted to be able to
but,
do an exploration.
But you would talk to the fundraising
okay.
committee about that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And that's next 2 weeks.
I'm not able to come to that one. So
that's
okay. why I was bringing it up now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the committee works as the sort of a body.
No, but I understand.
I don't think you do. The committee works as the body. But you wouldn't have brought that up like this. So what we would do is discuss things. We were going to come up with a timeline next meeting
mm-hmm.
and talk about those and firm up those fundraisers that we brainstormed. And then that would be, I think that the committee would have the ability. I have to do some research, or maybe Sue, you know, if the committee can function on its own as far as permitting something like that to happen, or if that would come back to the board.
I think it comes back to the board.
Okay.
But the board would okay what the committee was saying.
Right.
Great.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So we do have an action to approve purchase of the new point of sale readers. So does anybody want to make that?
Well, I'll make that motion. That's a good
okay.
idea.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Yes. Any more discussion or it's just and that's
so
that would
two?
Be it was two, and did you have a link for that, or did you, Joni, you had done some research on it.
Yep.
Did you have a link?
I can forward it.
To Adele? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, so we just wanted to approve the purchase for the book sale and for the library to have.
Okay.
Do we have all in favor or any discussion, I guess? Does anybody have a discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Wait, did you second that?
I did.
Yes. So then the second thing that we would need is then to authorize the fundraising committee to move forward with the soft annual appeal with the postcard, working with Nina and that the markup that she did, but also to approve it and go forward with it at our meeting. I think that if we authorize the board through that today, that would be good.
I'll make a motion then to approve a soft appeal postcard that Nina is creating.
Yeah. At our fundraising committee meeting. Yeah.
I'll second it.
Okay. Do we have any discussion on that? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thanks. And I hope that that does help us close that gap that we saw tonight. Okay, so Joni, updating on the library's transforming communities grant.
Yes. Grace and I had a community meeting on the 26th of May. Invited community members to come in and talk about areas within the library that they felt could use more accessibility. And so we had a rather robust discussion. It wasn't widely attended, but the people who did attend had a lot of great ideas. The doors were talked about, so thank you for solving that with the pole issue. That was something that was important. The other main issue that people feel is the most accessibility, what we're lacking the most in accessibility is entering into the library. So the front steps and the deteriorating condition of the front steps was brought up several times, as well as the fact that the ramp has a myriad of problems. There's the lip at the bottom of the ramp where if you were using a wheelchair to get up, it's about a 2 to 3 inch gap where a person who is wheelchair bound wouldn't be able to make that transition from the ground level up onto the ramp. And if a person had a caregiver or a person who was helping them, that would be a significant hardship to get onto the ramp. Also, the landing area of the ramp is, when you get to the top of the ramp in a wheelchair, you have to back up in order for the door to swing. And so that landing area was something that really needs to be addressed.
And so now they're on the decline?
They're on decline.
Yes, that won't work.
So one idea to address that would be to have the push
button, right?
The push button. Probably halfway down the ramp, so that by the time they get to the top of the ramp, the door is open and they can enter. The other issues that people were finding was the lighting in here.
Inside?
Lighting? Inside. One of the women who attended has some sight impairment, and this lighting is not conducive to allowing her to have easy visualization when she's trying to read text in here. She said that having ambient lighting throughout the room would be helpful, as well as light sources that are not directly overhead as one option, and also making sure that the bulbs that we have are
softer.
Consistent.
Softer. I saw that somebody at least put them all light brightnesses. Right?
Yes,
somebody changed.
They put them there. Grace, can you help me once more?
I think that was...
The railing.
The steps.
The railing and the steps.
To remove that railing.
That puts it on sides.
I'm on the board of the St. Paul's Episcopal Church right now, and we have a similar issue with our stairs deteriorating. And there's a historic mason from the Whitehall area named Greg Coles, who is going to be coming and doing our steps there to remediate the damage that is done to the cement. I was wondering if the board would like to have me gather some different cement masons to see if we could get a quote worked up to see how much it would be and see if that would be in the scope of this community grant as well as the ADA grant, because the state of the stairs is not safe as it is. So whether it's an ADA issue or just an issue that just has to be taken care of.
Were you on the select board when Ashley did these stairs and we did all the talking about the stairs before?
I've been involved in talking about the stairs a couple of times.
Yeah.
I think that the thing that I heard on the select board that made it too expensive was that the various companies that did quotes in the past would need to shut down the road in order to repair the steps, and then they would need a flag. And so, for here.
Wow.
And so they quoted us a lot of money to have someone managing shutting down this little road in front of the steps.
Right.
And the select board felt that that was too much. And
couldn't
so
we close the road temporarily?
I mean, we just don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Cone off the, because I mean, Deb needs to get to her house.
I was at some of these meetings.
And?
Yeah. There's regulations that the bigger companies have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And
if it's a road, it needs a flagger.
Yeah.
But even if there's not through traffic,
no,
even
talking,
if it's...
You're talking
okay.
To me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah.
Potentially talking to someone.
I mean, it can't hurt, right? If he's coming to the area and he would give us although you say that we have some estimates, but they're probably outdated now, so it'd be good to get a current one.
Are you talking about Greg?
Greg Coles.
Yeah. Yeah. He lives in Polkney. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's nearby. And he's done work in town.
And maybe he doesn't require that kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I think that if there was a quote for someone who didn't feel like they needed to shut down the road, the select board would be much more keen to do.
Yeah,
right.
I know we need to get at least three quotes.
Right,
right.
It's over a certain amount anyway.
His quote for the church, which has some crumbling steps, was $400. So I was like, well, that's...
Reasonable.
Not very reasonable.
So that all of the things you talked about would be... fall under this grant, the libraries transforming communities? Or
yeah, I mean, we just have to figure out as a board which direction we wanted to go. I'm just reporting on what people were asking for. And we need to decide as we move forward. There was furniture. People, the Loop grant seemed like, at least in the discussion that we had, it didn't come up. And
okay.
So it was just Grace brought to us, you know, information about the Loop grant, but we don't have, historically we haven't had a people who install it. We don't know how much the installation costs. We don't know who maintains, how much the cost of maintenance on it is, and we don't know, there's a lot of unknowns with the Loop grant. So it could be a viable path to go forward with, but there's just a lot of unknowns with it that and it seemed like in the discussion that wasn't something that the community felt like was a high priority. But
so
I'd be willing to have another community meeting and another gathering meeting to see if we do another meeting, if that does come up, if that feels like something that people do want us to push forward with.
So it can go with for anything though, right?
Yes.
So
yeah, that's what I was just
wondering if you have, did you prioritize or if we could get a handle on like what, like cost versus need? I mean, that would be kind of a good way maybe to decide or.
I think if we could get a quote on the front steps, that's definitely like the first thing that everyone
right.
is saying.
Right,
that's
about,
true.
Like,
just like repairing the crumbly parts?
Well, first, repairing
what about
crumbly parts and also getting dueling handrails that are grippable because those are not compliant for ADA. They're lovely.
I get it, yeah. It's a lot of money. Yeah.
We've got $10,000 and so it is a nice sum of money to do something, but it is difficult because the scope of what needs to be done is greater than that. So it's hard to choose how to view this project, both in conjunction with the grant that Jessica was talking about, and also on its own. Like, how do we as a board want to move forward with this sum of money? Because there's a lot of options,
right.
And it feels very amorphous.
Right.
Like,
I mean, lighting is expensive, so expensive.
Right.
I mean,
how
many people were here? Or you said that it wasn't well attended, but it was a good discussion.
There were two community members and two library staff and Grace and I.
Okay. Yeah, or I guess it probably would be good to get to try another round. Did people feel like it was notice, not enough notice, or?
We posted something 2 weeks in advance and through the front porch forum and through the Facebook.
Okay.
There was signage. So it was posted, it's just difficult to get community engagement.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was just curious how to proceed,
well,
like you
I
say,
think that
going
Nina and Adele
forward.
Would have good information just because they
yeah.
deal with the patrons
right.
every
right.
day. So I think that you
you're
guys
hearing what they people.
A pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Of what
yeah. steps, the railing in the middle.
I would think that that's
the
steps, which should be
yeah.
a priority.
The
I mean,
lighting, that's an easy fix, really, because we could just order new bulbs.
It seems like would that be like them. Almost like a reading nook kind of thing, where there's some there would be a light that you could have. I mean, like
with softer light.
It's yeah, closer light is what I'm imagining
yeah,
that one person needed.
Maybe we talked about a
okay.
reading nook. It's just where would you put the reading?
Right.
Nook? That's the thing. Talked about some new furniture.
Mm-hmm.
At least new to us. We can go to the Manchester Habitat. They
yeah.
have beautiful stuff there. The couches were bought in a yard sale years ago. For $75, what we do have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
But those aren't, that wouldn't be with the grant,
it,
would it?
It could be potentially.
It could
oh.
be, it can be part
oh,
of.
Okay.
Because they're not accessible right now. They're the depth, the height.
They're
the
not, right, okay.
So I feel like that's a want. I don't feel like it's a
yeah.
need.
Right.
Right, it is.
The other thing that we discussed is, as a board, we need to just decide in moving forward. There's multiple avenues of accessibility. Like getting into the building is one area of accessibility. Accessing the collection or accessing the website is another area of accessibility. So it was talked about having a book drop-off where people could order books. People who are homebound could access the books that way.
Hey, do other libraries
do that? Like a program?
Yes.
Cool. Like
so,
a delivery service. That's a great idea.
So, I mean, it's like, we as a board just need to decide what direction we want to go in. Is it accessing the building itself, accessing the collection, or once you're in the building, having accessibility once here? Those are the three main areas
well,
that we discussed.
Sounds
I think
like making a list of the, all the things and then and maybe prioritizing them with Adele and Nita and then and just take it as we can. I think those are all great ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
to pursue.
Right, because it, I mean, they're all valid ways of accessibility.
But I think the steps and the stairs.
Sorry, clientele.
Yeah.
I am delivering books to homebound people.
Oh.
So I've been, it's on my way, or Linda, if she's out and about. So we've, you know, have done it, and are still doing it. It's not a lot of people, but I think that if we were able to do that, and do it like twice a month, have somebody just deliver
yeah.
books.
Or if somebody gets
around,
injured, or you know, one of the patrons.
And pay them
and,
like
yeah.
a career thing. Yeah, that would be fabulous. And more people would probably pick
mm-hmm.
up on it and use it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other issue then is that if that's the direction we want to go, our website then needs to be more accessible because
mm-hmm. right.
yes.
It is it is not visually accessible, it's not auditorily accessible. Like there's multiple ways
yeah.
that can be improved.
Yeah.
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 That's a whole different thing. I mean,
it's
yeah.
a lot. Yeah.
It's, I mean, like, it's like, because that could be fall under this grant if we chose to go that way.
Wow.
So that's the problem.
That's a lot.
There's too many choices.
It's too
could
many choices.
You, yeah.
So take the top two.
But what are the top two of what? Because it's
the
like
steps.
The top,
but also,
steps.
You know, if the steps could potentially be paid for with the other grant, then maybe it'd be better to use these monies towards things that don't fall under the category of the ADA stuff. You know what I mean? If we can use, but I don't know when, I mean, that's not going to happen for this year. That'll be.
The timing on that is, yeah, I don't think we would be building this year. We'd be hiring somebody probably this summer. And then getting
maybe 2026 though.
Yeah, we have to spend the money on that grant by the end of 2026.
Well, then maybe we leave the steps and stairs to that money because we have to use like that's going to be right,
mm-hmm.
and then we could have more money to do some of the other things
like
that are on the list.
The furniture.
Would you
would
mind putting together like
yeah.
a hard list of the stuff
like
to
like a proposal almost with
but
yeah
the,
like
what you guys think is the priorities?
Yeah, that would be great.
Sure.
And yeah.
Post another.
No, I don't know if you need to at this point.
Yeah.
I think that with Adele and Nina,
ideas.
I think
yeah.
with the four of
sounds,
you guys, if you
yeah.
trust.
And anything, I think. We have, there's, you know, so many different things that could be worked on, but just making some effort towards one of them would be, you know, pretty helpful.
Or a couple of them.
Right, depending on the money.
But
so that would
make, what do you think, Joni? I mean, with the other grant being used for 80, we could use that some of those monies for the front steps as well.
Still wouldn't hurt to get a price quote, though.
No,
just
it wouldn't
to
at
see
all.
What we got.
I think if, yeah, and if this, if it goes through the select board in that grant, I feel like that might run into the same issue with having
the road
contractor
closure.
Need to close the
That's
road.
True,
whereas
too.
if this guy is willing to do it,
yeah,
or, and we'd have to get other quotes too if
right.
it was, you know, depending on how much
what
it was. But
takes...
I think it'd be worth getting that quote
yes.
if we can.
Oh, if his quote comes in less than 1,000,
then we don't.
Then
we
don't.
Right.
Right.
The
okay.
other question is, if we do handrails. So if we're doing that in conjunction with, because once they're pouring the concrete,
right.
it would make sense to take out the handrails that exist and put in new ones.
Right.
Do mm-hmm. we want there, if we want something of a similar aesthetic, but there are several blacksmith forgers in the area. There's one on the way down to Manchester. There's one in Wells who might be able to build us something that has a similar
palette too.
Yeah, Chris Ross, did he make that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Ross made that one that has the address on it or the date on it.
Oh, right.
But we could have.
And Sam Osheim and.
Yeah, we could ask them if they could build something, you know, do something
right.
to spec so that it's grippable and it's two instead of one. So
both sides.
Both sides.
Sounds good. I
so,
think
so,
that,
yeah.
that makes
yeah.
sense. To,
yeah.
Right. If
yeah.
Can
I,
you just restate it?
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to talk, I'm going to talk to Greg Combs.
Yeah.
But we need to get three.
No, not if it's.
Depend if it's
not.
Not
if it's under
1,000. 1,000, right?
Okay. I'll talk to Greg Combs.
So if it comes in at a grand, then we
okay.
would.
Right. Put it out to bid. Or, yeah. Yep.
So I'll talk to Greg Combs. And then, do you know.
Chris Ross?
If you'd be.
Yeah, I'll share with Chris Ross. He's the guy who drove the books last year. Remember
right.
that transported
yeah.
them? So I'm just going to do it now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am. I'm going to share the contact with you. Is that okay?
If you could talk to him.
Oh, you want me to talk to him?
That would be a good relationship with him.
Do you want to talk to him?
No.
Okay.
I can talk to the people in Wells.
I will definitely talk to him, actually, because I want to talk to him about a rail at my own house.
So do you need us then? What else do you need from the board, Joni, for this? Okay, and just the motion then that Joni reach out to them? To Greg?
I make a motion that Joni reach out to Greg and get a quote for repairing the steps.
How much is a quote to see his recommendations and then make a proposal?
Okay, for his recommendations and yeah.
Because I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
And
this problem goes.
It could be, yeah.
And that Lauren asks.
Chris Ross.
And Lauren talked to
Thank
Chris
you.
About the
handling. Okay. So, second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Do you have any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. And then, yeah, I guess it would be good then for Joni to make a report or a summary to work with. Adele and Nina to prioritize and sort of maybe propose to the board which for the next meeting what way to go. Okay, great. Whew. Now we are on to hiring process, policies, and timeline. And I looked, I thought we had a hiring policy and we don't. And maybe that's just not something, because I looked up for examples online and I couldn't find anything. But we do have procedures, so I'm going to pass. Wait, is it just these both these
okay.
two? Yes. Which were from, I believe, last year. Okay, that's thick. So these are the actions that would need to happen and we can discuss this. I wrote a list of what needs to happen or what needs to be in place in order to hire a director. I have job description and evaluation, which we put in place. Then the hiring process procedure, which we're looking at right now. And a personnel policy. And then a hiring committee. And then also meet with the town lawyer to go over the documents that we have in place. I did reach out to the select board. They were happy to hear from us about this. And we do have permission to approach Merrill Bent and work on, once we have all of our documents in place. And that would come out of our budget, but we have that access. And they thought that was the right next step. So, does anybody else have anything that you think we would need to have in place before hiring?
I think an employee handbook would be really helpful to figure that out so that we have a roadmap, because that would give us a place to start. A point of discussion to begin with when we talk to a new hire.
Yeah, that would be, I think, would that the personnel policy be that, or you're thinking something different? Okay, it would be.
It's an employee handbook.
Yeah.
We've talked about it in the past, right?
Yeah.
We started working on it last year. It was never.
Did we shared it?
I shared it. It was never
approved.
So.
Wait, you do have?
So
did we all have it then? Did you just email it?
Yes, sent it out last year in July.
Last July?
I might not have it.
No,
maybe
you don't have it. Well,
okay.
Would you be able to just send that again?
Yeah. And it's a working document that we need to.
So Sue and Corey could get.
Yeah,
I could probably access it still if you.
That's fine. I can just resend it.
That'd be great.
I just think that would be a helpful point to start, because we're going to need to have all of that in place. It's a lot of it is things that could be policies that aren't yet policies, but
yep.
It's just, it was a document that was from the Vermont Department of Libraries that they have on that hiring and firing employees course that I took, and I began modifying it to fit our library's needs. We don't have to use what I've done so far, but it's just,
it's a good frame.
It's a good framework to have so that.
Did you modify all of it, do you think?
I modified anything where,
Or what I mean is, are you ready? Do you want to send it out again?
I can send it out.
Okay.
You can look through it. There was 41 or 46 different items in the handbook. And so it was a rather robust document that just needs to be, we need to decide what works for us and what doesn't work for us.
Okay. And then that, if once we have that, that would be in the, and the personnel policy, then we would not have that from the town. That would be separate.
What do you mean, Corey?
Once we have that, then that would be our own. Then otherwise it's the town employee, you know, the town policies and stuff. So we have to set ours.
The town has its own employee handbook?
Yeah, the town has an employee handbook, but it does say at the beginning of it that it doesn't apply to libraries.
Right, yeah.
So you need your own.
Okay, so we are excluded. Yeah,
are excluded.
Okay. So.
I don't know why. But.
Because we're our own governing body. The relationship that we have is the building and the flow of funds. But as far as governance, we are an entirely separate autonomous body. And
but
so
some of them actually, I think, sometimes the town, they just work with the town's policy too. Some of them.
I agree that it's a very good idea for you to have one.
Yeah.
Because that was part of the question that came up with whether the town's one applied or not.
Right.
And that became confusing. So it would be very nice to have your one that was very clear.
So as far as this, that what we need to have be in place, the hiring action procedure thing is what we have right now today to look at. Then we would still need personnel policy, employee handbook, hiring committee, and meet with a lawyer as things that would have to happen before we could. And I'm just thinking, like, us to keep in mind, like, a time, like, an actual timeline for that, right, how that would work. Or, like, if we would just make a huge meeting and get it knocked all out, or if we would pace it out. What were you going to ask?
So, I guess you already answered it.
Okay.
because, I mean, I'm wondering if we should have a special meeting.
That's what I was wondering. It depends.
I would be on
Okay.
That.
Yeah. Okay. That was exactly what I was going to ask, if the board felt like doing that and dedicating an entire meeting only to that and then not having it part of
yes.
the... And that, okay, yes. Great. So now it's just
that
availability.
Expedient as well.
Yes. And then that would
You've
be...
You've got a graduation out in the Midwest, right?
Well, yeah, I mean...
So it's going to be... So what are you thinking?
I don't know where...
Because in 2 weeks, I know that Jordan's going to be...
You have that whole week, the 19th, and I actually might have jury duty that week.
What?
Again? On the 21st is when I possibly have it, and then if I get called.
Three
so,
days.
Huh?
For jury duty.
You get three different times.
Oh, I
yep.
see.
Three, like, in a row, yeah. You get to know people. It's kind of interesting.
Interesting.
So I don't have, so that's kind of up in the air. Our next meeting is on the 3rd.
So... Do people want to do it before that next meeting then? Or is that even, or is that possible?
When are you guys available?
What about the last week in May?
Well, so Memorial Day, the 28th, and then you mean the 29th and 30th? Is that what you're saying? Wait. No, sorry. I'm on the wrong month.
Oh, okay. Going to be in Iowa 22nd through 26th.
Okay.
But I don't know how long we're staying on either side of it. That is to be determined yet.
Okay.
I see.
So we may leave as soon as like the 19th and get back as late as the 31st or the first week in June. We haven't yet.
Okay. So then should we wait then to do it to after the June? After our June meeting?
You want to do it June 5th?
This is Thursday. Yep. I don't know right now, but I think that
he'd probably be if.
What we can do is I guess set it, and then if it is an issue, we can change the time, the date. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay, and so then we would talk about all of this. Yeah, that gives us some time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the 5th at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.?
I don't care. Man.
Okay.
That doesn't matter to me. When's Grace's.
Yeah.
Is
yep, that works for me, I think.
Okay. That's a 1 month. Okay. So that's a special meeting. Okay, so can I get a motion to set that special meeting?
A motion to set a special meeting for June 5th at 6 p.m.
No second. Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we have a special meeting on the books. So that all then gets put to that. And then Joni, will you send us the employee handbook?
Yes.
Soon, and then we, what else? We have this, the hiring procedure, and then we can work out all of the rest of that. Okay, great.
Can I just ask a question, Corey?
Sure.
where do you see meeting with a lawyer in this timeline?
That would be afterwards, because all the paper
right.
would be.
But before advertising? Or
yeah.
Before,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to make sure we have it all. And then even to
yeah.
our advertisement would be, I would want that to be just reviewed by a lawyer. Yeah. Yeah.
Could you just send, can you send us a recap of the outline that you
sure.
you gave us before yep. about everything that you wanted in place?
Everything
really
in place?
Helpful
sure.
for us to look at
sure.
before we come to that meeting on the 5th.
Yes, definitely. And if you have any changes or anything else to add, let me know.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, great. Now we are on to the donations policy. And I have a copy of one.
Did you find it online?
Yeah. I did. It was, yep, sorry, here it is. It's Isley Public Library. I went to the Vermont Department of Libraries for sample policies. Because I couldn't find one. Oh, you found it online?
Yeah.
So I didn't look online. I just looked in the I did old school. I looked in the book. So that does need to be updated.
Gift donations policy.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll, okay.
Sorry.
So silly, I can't. Okay, Paulette Public Library will accept gifts and donations under the following conditions. Gift materials will be judged by the same material selection standards that apply to regular purchases of materials. Gift materials in cash and check donations may be accepted for which the donor places restrictions or special conditions, subject to the recommendation of the library director and approval by the Board of Trustees. Memorial gifts will be accepted for purchase of materials. Funds will be subject to the material selection standards of this policy. Gift material will be accepted with the understanding that the Paulette Public Library reserves the right to utilize them in accordance with this selection policy. Gift materials may be added to the collection, sold, given to other libraries, or discarded. Oh boy, it's, okay, more. Gift items will be formally acknowledged if the donor wishes. The Paulette Public Library will not estimate the value of gift donations. The donor is responsible for estimating the value of gift donations as charitable contributions for income tax considerations. Gifts as endowments for the Paulette Public Library consisting of money, stocks, bonds, real estate, or other valuable goods should be discussed with the library director and board of trustees. Personal property, art objects, portraits, antiques, and other museum objects will be accepted only on the condition they may be sold, given away, otherwise used, or discarded at the discretion of the library director and board of trustees. Book donations will be accepted at the discretion of Paulette Public Library book sale volunteers at the location where book sale items are sorted, and A, held either for the annual book sale, B, added to the Paulette Public Library's collection when in the opinion of the library director the book will add to the value of the library's collection, or C, discarded. Books need to be in good condition, i.e. clean, no mold, and complete with no torn pages. Encyclopedias, dictionaries, magazines, and textbooks are generally not accepted. Cash and check donations shall be deposited in the blank check-in account and used for any expenses related to the public library operations. That's it. It has an adopted by, but on date, and that date is blank. So
oh, okay.
I don't know if it is adopted.
I thought we did that last year, didn't we?
Did you?
I thought we did.
Okay. I can check.
Remember?
I thought...
Donation
I
policy?
I think it was one that was here because there was the issue that it was something that was donated.
I thought the one we had was much smaller. I think that
was... That was a more robust one?
I think so.
Okay, so I can check
I
if it's been... it's been adopted. That I'll have to... So those are all just... things to think about, but
do we want to vote to
adopt it?
To adopt to
review
or adopt?
I think we can just discuss for now because I don't. I think I'd like to verify that it was adopted first. I guess otherwise, it'd be weird to go on top of that.
You know what? You're not comfortable adopting it, even if we re-adopt it. Doesn't matter.
Okay, reaffirming. Okay, sure. So okay.
Does somebody have one in place?
Yeah, okay.
To adopt or and or reaffirm.
Okay, that motion is from Sue.
Yeah.
Do you have a second? Okay.
I guess it was.
It was you.
It was, I guess.
Now we can discuss that. If anybody has any changes or amendments or thoughts about that. Anybody?
No.
Okay.
Peek at the
okay. All in favor of adopting or reaffirming our commitment to the donations policy?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay. So we have that.
Can I just add the date and then repost it?
That'd be great.
Thanks, Grace.
Thank you. Okay, we have it. So we did adopt it or re-adopt it. Today.
5, 6, 7,
we did it. I'm just, I'm thinking also that someday, I know we've talked about this for a long time, but we can really go over all of our policies.
Right.
So if there's anything that, if we come to that and we look at it and we want to change it,
yeah,
we can. But for now, it's good to have it in place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that is a lot of director stuff rather than board stuff.
Right.
So I do want to kind of keep that in mind. Does anybody have any thoughts on that, or how do we apply that to the, we have the donation of the paintings now, or do we need to do anything
along
the lines of vetting,
I don't know if we have to talk to Merrill Bent or a lawyer, but I don't feel we can accept those paintings without legal guidance, regardless of Patty's generosity.
Letter.
I mean, it's
even if she wrote us a letter saying that
they're not hers. They're not hers.
No, I know.
So, and they're not divorced. I mean, it's all a little bit mucky. I mean,
No, it is.
A marriage and a divorce are contracts. They're legal. They're legally binding, right? So if they're not divorced formally,
then she has the right to do it, though. Then that's community property. And she has the right to do it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't been thinking about this part of, or this.
Well, I hate to spend money for the donation. I just would feel.
Can we have a letter from Patty saying that they are hers to donate?
Oh, right. A letter.
To the library.
Did we just read that in the policy?
I thought so, but I mean, I think that would be great. So that we just have a letter, like she said that she would, attesting that these are, the library is free to do.
With Carlos?
I don't think so.
What? I mean, I know he's not in the country, but I'm sure he has a phone.
I don't know.
He has a Facebook page.
I've never met the man. I don't know anything about him.
I think he does have a Facebook page. I don't want to do anything, to upset Patty. I'm just...
He's still on Facebook. Since Patty's giving them to us, I would feel okay if she wrote a letter to us, wrote a note to us saying that these are hers to donate.
Yep.
And signed her name.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And you can have it notarized as well. You can have the letter notarized.
I think that.
Do you? I mean, that's how I felt.
She's known to us, though. I mean, so it's, I don't, but, yeah.
Because then we would give her.
What do you think?
The notes of
the donation. I need a letter from her specifically saying that they're hers to give. And she is getting them.
Linda has a question or comment?
So I'm expecting to see Patty in the next few days.
Oh.
So I can bring up that the library's open.
Well, I think Adele could, probably.
Okay.
But, you guys have been in communication about this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Skip as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Skip was the one that brought them all.
Okay.
He just brought them.
Right.
It was random. It's like, okay, they're here.
And so then the fundraising committee would be able to talk out the fundraising aspect of receiving that, I guess. So we can have that.
Joni, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a really generous donation,
mm-hmm.
but it's the question is, on what basis does Patty have the right to give
yeah.
them? So it's
let's see what
so I think that's you know like.
Okay.
I mean, I just feel like if we are protected by our policy with her affirmation that she has the right and that is enough to protect us from any action that would happen later on because we are accepting it in good faith from her that she had the right, then I guess that would be fine to move forward. But if that feels like it's not, if that feels ambiguous or shaky, it feels like I just don't want to get 2 or 3 years down the road and have it come back where it's like,
right.
where we would have to either repay the funds or face legal action because we sold something that we didn't have the right to.
Yeah.
So if the policy protects us, this would be a simple question for the lawyer.
Okay.
Are we protected from...
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of going fishing for more things, are we protected... To what extent are we...
By her letter.
Are
mm-hmm.
we...
Or how? What's the process for accepting a donation in this circumstance?
And to what extent... I was talking. To what extent are we protected by our policy and accepting a goodwill donation? A good faith... Sorry, not goodwill. Good faith donation.
Right.
The donation in good faith.
I guess I'm just... Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes, Meryl, the onus is on Patty. If Patty writes us a note saying that everything's fine.
Okay, so...
And or is it on us?
Yeah.
You can
answer.
Yeah.
Okay,
I would like to ask Meryl, because for all the reasons that Joni just went through,
mm-hmm.
and if, you know... right. To protect Patty, too.
Can I then get a motion to
yeah.
have me ask Meryl, is the onus on us or Patty?
If she writes us
if she gives... And
her
letter.
Separated husband's property.
Right. Well, I mean,
maybe.
That kind of stuff
yeah.
is kind of, that detail is...
I think that detail matters to me.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Because, it's marriage and divorce are contracts. And property is, like you said, I mean, maybe because they're still married, then half of it is hers. But... I just think that, anyway, there's a motion.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Was it seconded?
No.
Wait, who motioned?
So what?
Gloria asked for a motion.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Just, and then the wording, I guess, if because there were a couple different suggestions.
Who was going to talk to Meryl?
I will.
Okay, I'll make a motion that Gloria talk to Meryl about the paintings and if the letter... from someone donating something is good enough.
Plus the policy.
Plus the policy, yeah.
Would you want her to look at our policy?
Yes, because I feel like that matters, because that is our commitment to the community and our commitment to our organization,
yeah.
our policy.
Okay,
matters.
So look at the policy too. Okay, and then, all right, second?
Because of the specific situation is what
I'm right. It just seems a little...
Well, it's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's... Yeah.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it. But it seems a little what?
I don't know. Gossipy or something? I don't know. It just seems a little, like, strange. That's all. Like, not strange, but, like...
I don't feel like that at all.
But
yeah.
Are we protected? Are we as an organization protected by our policy and the letter from the donor?
Who may or may not be separated or divorced.
Because
that's
the
thing.
Extenuating circumstances surrounding the donation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how clear do we have to be with the, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion about that?
No.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Can you copy the form?
And then, sure. And then we will be also paying for that consultation
yeah.
time. That's all.
Yeah.
Which
But it seems like it would be less than
the donations.
Yeah. Than the donation.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, I just wanted to note that. That's all.
Do we need to make a motion to pay funds to the lawyer?
I think we have it in our budget, a certain amount. Don't we?
That's for next year.
But do we need to make a motion to say to
if we're consulting the lawyer, then we know that we're going to have to.
That's implied. I just wanted to state that so that everybody was aware. But
we
yes,
know that we have to pay a lawyer if we talk to a lawyer.
Once we take that on, yeah. I mean, especially like the official.
We can't say to Meryl, we only want $40 worth of money. Right. We're going to give her the question and she's going to give us an answer.
Right. Okay. I have that. Okay. Okay, so now we have discussion, the library report to the select board. A lot to say, a lot to talk about. Does anybody have anything in particular that you want me to relate to the select board? If not, I will. I can just.
Yes,
Jessica, close your ears, Jessica. So I will. I think. Talk about the book sale again, and the kind of a process of the book sale. And let them know that we are working on our work plan, and we will have a special meeting to discuss the further hiring things. The fundraising committee, I think I told them, yeah, I don't know. Just that there's a fundraising committee working on new fundraising. Anything else? And they last time asked about facilities.
We didn't talk about the window washing yet.
Oh, right. We did mention that to them, but that
right.
It was going
so,
to,
but
not today. Oh, sorry, Jessica.
Oh, I was just going to say that because the report to the select board really is kind of a report to the community.
Right.
At the select board meeting.
Right.
Anything that you want the community to know should probably be in there.
Do
you want to mention that soft?
I think so.
Appeal's going to be coming.
Yeah. That's what I was expecting it to be, and then at the end, Mike asked if I had facilities issues, and I was like, no, nothing has been reported to us. So, but yes, because we want to relay the community aspect of the library back to our community. So then we would also talk about the accessibility.
What about the robotics?
And speaking of accessibility, do we need to what extent do we need permission from the select board to do any of those steps? I mean, because we need to have permission to change the railings, do we need to have permission to work on the steps?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And,
definitely. And the historic preservation.
I think you get.
But I think we'd have to formally do that once we had something we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and get the estimate first.
I think then that sounds like a lot. And anything else for that?
Well, I'm just gonna
go on
squeeze
to
in.
Okay.
The window washers are coming on June 11th.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty excited about
it. Clean the windows.
They're coming to clean the windows. And he was very optimistic. I told him that we had a certain amount of money, we had the 500 for this year's fiscal year, and we have 1,000 for next. So that, and I think that it's close enough on the timeline. that he is going to be able to get a lot done for that. And he felt that once the storms, once he had completed the storms, that the maintenance of that would be a lot less. So,
great.
Was, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Oops. He's coming. It's Jean Bilko.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's coming for a couple of days. But I believe the first day is June 11th and maybe the 13th. But
okay.
When I go home, I have it written down, but I'll let you know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you're aware. So that's pretty exciting.
That is exciting.
I'm looking at the
windows.
I've been
working on this for over a year. It's filthy. The kids'
mm-hmm.
room's even worse. It's really going to spark
I mean,
here. We're definitely going to have to change the lighting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
does the board want to vote on my report to the select board, or is it okay
yeah.
just what I've stated? Okay. All right.
Do you need a copy of something?
I would do it in person, so it's
okay.
it's on
okay.
it's recorded. So yeah. Okay. Under washing. All right, reflection on operating norms. Where are we? Okay, as a board, we will focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. Anybody have thoughts on that? I feel like we did work pretty well to get this, all of this information out, and I appreciate everybody's work and just coordination, trying to get all of this together, and cooperation, actually. Anybody?
I felt like overall the meeting went really well. I felt like we got a lot done. I did feel extremely disrespected by you, Corey. And I felt like this has been a historic problem where you often will shut my ideas down and you will shut down my voice. And moving forward, I would really like to have more of a professional working relationship where I feel like my voice is heard, because I feel like it feels very frustrating to bring ideas and to be shut down in the way that you did.
Okay, I hear that. I feel that you don't respect the process a lot of times, and you try to circumvent the way things should go, and that's my reaction. That's where that's coming from. So maybe we can work, both of us, on getting to a better point with that.
I feel like we have different views on things, and your view of process is not the only view of process. And so yes, let's work together on that. And I think that speaks to the open-minded component of the operating norms.
Right. This is something historically you have not followed the things that we have talked about as far as doing things like representing the board. So yeah, we can keep going with that. I'm open to that. Anybody else? Public comment? No. Next meeting is June 3rd at 6 p.m. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'm going to go motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we are adjourned at 8:13. Good job.
I wrote down.